Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something that honestly is way more interesting than it sounds.
Oh.
Yeah, help desk security.
Oh, okay.
But it's really about how to make things run smoother and also keep everything locked down tight. And we're going to be focusing on this tool called MyPass IVM. It stands for Identity Verification Manager,
Okay.
and how it works with ServiceNow,
ServiceNow,
you
yeah.
know, the platform that a lot of help desks use to manage everything.
Right. Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
So the big question we're tackling is, can we actually boost both security and de-efficiency at the same time, especially for help desks?
You know, I think what's really fascinating here is that this isn't just about adding another layer of security.
Right.
It's more like a whole new way of thinking about cybersecurity, especially at the help desk, which is often the first place attackers try to hit.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Like the front line.
Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing more and more phishing and social engineering attacks these days.
Absolutely, it's a huge problem.
Right. Yeah. So why are help desks so vulnerable? What makes them such prime targets?
Well, help desks deal with tons of password reset requests all the time.
Right.
People forget their passwords, they get locked out, it's just constant.
And users are often stressed or in a hurry, so they might not be thinking clearly.
Exactly, they're more likely to fall for a trick.
Right.
And for attackers, it's like a golden opportunity.
They can use social engineering tactics to manipulate agents into giving them access.
That's right, it's all about deception.
And with so many companies having remote workforces now,
Yeah.
those interactions are often happening online, making it even harder to verify someone's identity.
Absolutely. It adds a whole other layer of complexity.
So how do you actually tell a legitimate employee from a really good imposter?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. And that's where MyPass IVM comes in.
Yeah, IVM's pretty interesting.
So what makes it so different? What makes it innovative?
Well, you see, IVM goes beyond those old-school static authentication methods. You know, like those security questions. What's your mother's maiden name? Or what street did you grow up on?
Oh yeah, those are pretty easy to figure out these days.
Right, exactly. They're not that secure anymore.
So what does IVM do differently?
IVM uses what we call dynamic authentication.
Dynamic authentication.
It's not just about what, you know, like your name or employee ID.
Okay.
It's also about how you behave online.
Interesting.
Things like your typical login times, the devices you use, your location.
Oh, wow. So it builds a profile of you
Yeah.
based on your habits.
Exactly. It's like a digital fingerprint.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So let's say you're traveling for work
Okay.
and you need to reset your password.
Happens all the time.
IVM sees you logging in from a new device, maybe in a different country.
Right.
It might trigger some extra verification steps,
Okay.
like sending a one-time code to your phone, just to be sure.
That makes sense.
But because it's got all that data about your past behavior,
Right.
it can figure out if it's really you or if something fishy's going on.
So it's smart enough to know that this isn't some random hacker in a different country.
That's right.
It's actually you, just working from a different location.
Exactly. So it helps avoid all that hassle and keeps things moving.
That's awesome. Now, where does ServiceNow fit into all of this?
Well, here's the beauty of it. This whole IVM verification process,
Yeah.
it happens right inside ServiceNow.
So the help desk agents don't have to jump between different systems.
Exactly. Everything's right there in one place.
That's going to be a huge time saver.
Oh, it's a game changer for sure.
Less room for error, too.
Absolutely. It simplifies the whole workflow.
So let's walk through it. Let's say I'm a help desk agent and I get a password reset request.
Okay, so you're in ServiceNow.
Right, I'm looking at the ticket.
Got it.
What happens next?
You can launch the IVM verification process right from that ticket.
No more switching back and forth.
Nope, it's all integrated.
Wow, that's pretty seamless.
And this isn't just about convenience, you know? It
Yeah.
really impacts security and efficiency. Because RVM is so good at verifying who people are,
Yeah.
it makes it way harder for those social engineering attacks to work.
So it's like a preemptive strike.
That's a great way to put it.
You're stopping the bad guys before they can even get started.
Exactly. And once the password's reset,
Yeah.
ServiceNow automatically updates all the details of that call.
Oh, so you have a record of everything.
Yeah, a complete audit trail.
That's got to be important for security, right?
Oh, it's crucial.
You can see exactly what happened, who did what, when.
It adds a level of transparency and accountability.
It's like having a security camera for your help desk.
You got it. Now, want to know how the data actually moves between these two systems?
Yeah, tell me more.
So, ServiceNow takes all the key info about the user,
Yep.
their name, ID, whatever's relevant to the ticket.
Right.
sends it over to IVM securely.
Okay.
IVM takes that information, combines it with all those behavioral factors we talked about.
The digital fingerprint stuff.
Exactly. And it analyzes everything.
To see if it's a match.
That's right.
Then what?
IVM sends a signal back to ServiceNow saying, hey, this is legit, or hold on, something's not right here.
And ServiceNow either approves or denies the password reset based on that.
That's how it works. Pretty cool, huh?
It really is.
Okay.
It's amazing how these two systems work together.
Yeah.
To make things so much more secure.
That's a powerful combination.
So where do we go from here? What's the bigger picture?
Well, you know, this is just the beginning, I think.
In what sense?
This kind of integration, this level of automation and security.
Yeah.
It could have a huge impact on all sorts of processes.
Not just help desk stuff.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Think about all the other areas where you need to verify identity.
You're right.
Financial transactions, access to sensitive data, the possibilities are pretty endless.
That is a lot to think about.
It really is. And it's exciting to see where this technology goes next.
Well, I've got to say, you've given me a whole new appreciation for help desk security.
Glad to hear it. It's definitely more interesting than it sounds at first.
It really is. Thanks for walking us through all of this.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
So, for everyone listening, if you want to dig deeper into this topic.
Yeah.
We'll include some links in the show notes.
Good idea.
Until next time, keep those passwords secure, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.